On Thursday, March the 10th, the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau teamed up with the Board of Education and Snowshoe Mountain Resort to put on the 28th Annual 8th Grade Business Luncheon at the Snowshoe Mountain Lodge. The overall theme presented to these students was to widen their eyes to see what lies in front of them as they begin high school next year and in their futures beyond that. Representatives of many area businesses attended the luncheon, sitting with and conversing with the students while enjoying a great roast chicken lunch provided by the resort. Although time prohibits presenting all of the great information passed on to these students, we will give you a few key points made by the speakers. There were three breakout sessions by Mikey Villach of Snowshoe Resort, Cynthia Sandineau of the Mon Forest, and Chelsea Faulkner of the CVB. The keynote speaker was Danny Flores, a business entrepreneur in Marlinton. Mikey Villach told them about job opportunities here.
What I would like to tell you guys, there are some good jobs in Pocahontas County. I think there's this persona that there's no good jobs in Pocahontas County and you can't make a good living here. That's completely wrong. I have a good job and I live here.
Cynthia Sandineau talked about bats and a career as a wildlife biologist.
We need to help bats and they need our help. A lot of people think bats is scary. Try to educate people and talk about why they're so important. I started my career as a wildlife biologist, and that is just somebody who studies animals in their habitats. To be a wildlife biologist, definitely need a minimum of a bachelor's degree. Master's is really recommended, and the things you need to focus on, science, math, GIS is a really critical skill. And then communication skills, writing and being able to talk to people and in front of people is extremely important. And I know when I was eighth grade, that was the last thing I wanted to do.
Chelsea Faulkner talked about the value of volunteering.
So why should you volunteer? Aside from just feeling good about volunteering your time, voluntary hours are extremely crucial for you guys as you start to think about high school and different organizations that maybe you want to apply for. I know National Honor Society applications require you to have some form of community service volunteer hours. And then as you start to look at college applications, or maybe you're like, college isn't for me, I want to go straight into the workforce. Well, you're going to want to have on your resume volunteer service hours. It's going to set you apart. You're going to create connections with adults and folks who are going to maybe be mentors to you, or maybe they could be your potential employer one day.
Danny Flores, the owner of the Old Mountain Tavern in Marlinton, provided a motivational talk about achieving success.
I challenge you today and every day, be the best version of yourself. Set goals. A goal is only a goal when it is written, measured, and reviewed. Set your goals, achieve those goals, and always strive to be a best version of yourself. The truth of the matter is you can be whatever you want to be. It doesn't have to be what your mom or your dad is. They will follow you and respect you what you want to do. But all I ask you is to take this information. And if you do it the right way. You're only as good as your habits. Okay, so if you have bad habits, you're going to have bad results. You guys understand that? Your habits create who you are.
We also asked Tristan Osteen, a student at Marlinton Middle School, to tell us what he liked about the presentations at this luncheon.
The presentations today were pretty nice. Mikey Velasquez's presentation was like very interesting, very detailed. I like the bats too. The bats were pretty interesting as well. I think it's interesting that these people grew up in this county and fell in love with it and made it their job.
If most of the students enjoyed the program as much as Tristan did, the luncheon was a great success. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.